A 16-year-old boy is this afternoon fighting for life after being allegedly attacked by another boy his age. This happened in Wollongong. The teenager remains in an induced coma, and it's believed his family is preparing for the worst. Another 16-year-old boy has been charged with allegedly hitting the teenager in the head with a metal scooter. It happened in a laneway on Saturday afternoon. It's alleged a 14-year-old boy was also involved in the attack, with both the alleged offenders accused of fleeing the scene, leaving the victim on the ground. Peter Fegan, 7 News reporter, joins me on the line from Wollongong. G'day, Peter.
Ben, g'day, mate. No winners in this one at all, is there?
No, not at all. And look, what I'm hearing is that things are not looking good at all for this 16-year-old who's fighting for life at the moment in Wollongong Hospital.
Ben, it's not, mate. We've spoken to the family a couple of times off camera today. Obviously, they're a bit. It's a bit too fresh for them at the moment, but they certainly hold great fears for their young fella. You know, they've even gone as far as to set up a GoFundMe, and the mother's, you know, publicly asking on Facebook to pray for their young fella. But you know, when I just mentioned it off the top, no one's a winner here. You know, the young fella that was in court today, accused of these crimes, he had no family there at all.
No one there to support him.
No one there whatsoever.
What's alleged to have happened?
Well, we've spoken to a few people, a few witnesses as well, and of course from police, and it seems that there's been some type of altercation down at the skate park. It's then carried on a little bit further up the road, and it's actually happened right near the young victim's house, which is a shame. Seems two boys have gotten into an argument. And it's ended just so tragically. It's a lot different to any sort of normal, you know, schoolyard blue that you would see anywhere else. But it's not a nice situation for anyone.
So we've got a 16-year-old in court today, a 14-year-old being dealt with in the Young Offenders Act, and this boy who's fighting for life at the moment, his poor parents, I don't know how you're even able to speak to them today.
Yeah, it was tough. It was very tough. They're trying to obviously be as strong as they can. They haven't slept since this has happened, And you know, when we were speaking to them, and they had to be quick because they've been by his bedside. They hold, you know, such grave fears for his life. You know, obviously he's hooked up to the machines, and it'll be it's going to be a battle. It's going to be a battle all night. We did actually speak to the young accused girlfriend today. She went in to bat for him as much as she could, Ben. You know, you've got to think this fella has no family. His parents didn't show up to court. He's a 16-year-old boy tonight behind bars. You know, certainly doesn't condone what he did, alleged to have done, surely. But, you know, he's going to be doing it tough too.
Yeah, he didn't apply for bail. He'll be back in the court tomorrow. We'll see your report on 7 News tonight, Peter. Thanks for your time.
Thanks, Ben. Anytime.
Peter Fegan, it sounds like it's going to take a miracle for that young man to pull through. 16 years of age, fighting for life in Wollongong Hospital. And as Peter just said, the 16-year-old accused had no family members turning up to support him when he was in court today.